Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Bruce. Thanks for the opportunity.
The Swine Health Information Center's Global Swine Disease Surveillance Report for January updates the situation with regards to several diseases, including African swine fever. What have been the key developments with regards to African swine fever over the past month?
Well, ASF continues in Eastern Europe, Bruce, and I think that's probably one of the areas that's really of very high interest. African swine fever has broken in Czechoslovakia, which was previously negative. It continues to move in Poland, and it continues to cross over into the border into Germany. There's still some movement of the virus around Germany, and especially in their feral pigs, in their wild boar. But those wild boar are a risk for commercial production, and there are sporadic outbreaks of commercial production in Eastern Europe as well. So that's something that has been of high interest. The National Pork Board put together an investigation team that had pork producers and veterinarians from the U.S., as well as officials from USDA, go over and visit Eastern Europe. They talked to the Polish producers. They talked to Germany and Germany government. They've talked to Danish producers and government. They've looked at that whole area to see how they are managing African swine fever there, to try to learn the lessons that they're going through to help us be better prepared to prevent ASF and also be better prepared to respond to ASF should it get to North America.
How do these changing dynamics influence the potential of ultimately taking control and eradicating African swine fever in those regions?
That would be a very long-term program, Bruce. One of the very big challenges that we have is still not having a producible, commercially producible vaccine that can be used for ASF that is effective, it's safe, as well as it can be differentiated as a vaccinated pig could be differentiated from a pig that had a wild virus infection. Those are still aspirational goals for ASF vaccine. We haven't gotten there yet. There are prototype vaccines that are under development. There's one in Vietnam that is being tested, but even that vaccine is not able to be produced at a commercial scale at this point. It still has very limited production capabilities, so it's not going to be widely available, and it will most probably be a vaccine that could be used only regionally or within Vietnam in that area at least. So eradicating ASF in Eastern Europe, as well as in other areas around the world, still is very much aspirational. It still is of high interest, but I think we're a long ways away from that.
How do these changing developments impact the risk to regions such as North America that still remain African swine fever free?
Yeah, for North America, we remain African swine fever free. For the Western Hemisphere, though, we have African swine fever on the island of Hispaniola, in the Dominican Republic, and in Haiti. And so all of these issues, whether it's Eastern Europe, whether it is China, Southeast Asia, or the Dominican Republic, or Haiti, I think they all put pressure on North America for the entry of that virus. The wider the virus is out in the world, the more the virus is spreading And the higher the concentration of that virus around the world means more risk and more pressure on North America, more risk of introduction and getting it into the North American continent. It's going to be on the Dominican Republic and on Haiti for a long time. We aren't going to be able to, Haiti and the DR are not looking, even though they're trying to get control and eradication programs. The reality is that it's going to be on that island for a long time. And all of those things put more and more pressure onto the possibility of introduction into either the U.S., Canada, or Mexico into North America. We have to stay on our game, and we have to make sure that we do everything possible to keep that virus out of North America.
How can anyone interested get the latest on the African swine fever situation?
Well, one thing that we do is every month the Swine Health Information Center puts out a newsletter. And part of that newsletter is a report of not just African swine fever, but also other pathogens, other swine diseases around the world. Foot and mouth disease, classical swine fever, PED, there have been PERS and other disease reports that are part of our international disease monitoring report that comes out in conjunction with our newsletter. So if anybody's interested in getting those reports monthly, they can go on to the swinehealth.org website, sign up for our newsletter, and get those reports delivered to their inbox automatically every month. If they don't want the newsletter, at least they can go on to the swinehealth.org website and see the international monitoring reports that we post monthly up there also.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Bruce, this is the issue with state or with ASF for the U.S., and although there are different issues with Canada, it's a state-federal industry partnership in the U.S. And for Canada, there's going to be provincial-federal industry partnerships as well. But this is a real big partnership effort to keep ASF out of the country. Not only do our federal agencies have a responsibility for preventing the introduction of ASF into North America, but our producers are partners in that effort as well. And they have to do everything they can do to keep ASF off of their farms should it get into the U.S. or into Canada. That's a real big effort and a big responsibility. It's not just states, it's not just provinces, and it's not just federal governments that have responsibility to keep it out of our production, but it's also producers in North America also.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.